Today on Press TV, European countries are warning of a looming civil war in Ukraine. The German foreign minister says Ukraine is just a few steps away from a war. The French president is warning that Ukraine risks descending into chaos if the presidential election planned for May 25th is not held. British Foreign Secretary William Hague accuses Russia of trying to disrupt Ukraine's presidential election, which is scheduled for May 25th. He also accuses Russia of inaction on implementing a deal reached earlier in Geneva, which was aimed at diffusing tensions in Ukraine. Police in Afghanistan have clashed with people collecting aid at the site of Friday's massive landslide in the northeast of the country. There were no casualties in the clashes. The crowd had rushed to reach a truck carrying aid for the survivors of the disaster in Badakhshan province. About 30 Syrian army soldiers have been killed in a militant attack in the northwestern Idlib province. Opposition sources say militants from the so-called Islamic Front set off tons of explosives in a tunnel dug beneath a checkpoint outside the town of Marat al-Numan. The Boko Haram militant group has abducted 8 more teenage girls in Nigeria. The militants kidnapped the girls in the early hours of Tuesday morning in a village in the north of the country. Boko Haram has already kidnapped over 200 schoolgirls and has threatened to sell them into slavery. Demonstrators in the West Bank city of Ramallah have held a rally in solidarity with 120 Palestinian prisoners who are on their 13th day of hunger strike in Israeli jails. The prisoners are protesting against Israel's arbitrary detention of Palestinians without charge or trial. A US court has found a young Occupy Wall Street activist guilty of assaulting a police officer. She could spend between 2 and 7 years in jail, but activists and legal experts are saying she did not receive a fair trial. And Iran's 19th International Oil, Gas and Petrochemicals Fair opens in the capital Tehran. Officials say some 600 foreign companies have registered to take part in the exhibition this year. According to the oil ministry, the number is 3 times higher compared to last year. Those were latest here on Press TV.